Please listen to the teachings by generating the proper motivation in accordance with the tradition of the lineage lamas by thinking that for the benefit of all mother sentient beings who pervade the infinitude of space, I must attain the unsurpassable, pure, completed state of enlightenment, which is free of all mistakes and perfected in all the qualities and knowledge, in order to attain the state that I'm going to listen to the most profound, pure Mahayana teachings.
When we reflect on the teachings of the Buddha, then we say these teachings comprise of the scriptural teachings and as well as the experiential teachings or the realized teachings. The sources of all of these teachings then is the Buddha, whom we regard as the rare and sublime object of refuge. So in the Buddhist context, then you have three sublime, rare and sublime objects of refuge. In other spiritual paths, usually you have like one main figure as one's ultimate object of refuge. And so in Buddhism, we kind of refer to these objects of refuge as, you know, having distinguishing them into these three groups, then we can say that all of them are the emanations of the Buddha object of refuge. Whether, you know, the founder Buddha, from the source founder Buddha, you can say you have the emanations of all the Buddha objects of refuge, the Dharma object of refuge, and the Sangha object of refuge. So, because where does the Dharma, you know, what is the Dharma object of refuge comprised of? The Dharma object of refuge comprises of all the qualities embodied in an enlightened being. Their qualities of what they have abandoned and their qualities of what they have, you know, developed or generated in the form of realizations. So their qualities, their inner qualities of what they have abandoned and what they have actualized is what comprises of the Dharma object of refuge, the scriptural and experiential Dharma object of refuge, and which enable you know, which enables them to have attained the path of cessation and you know, cessation itself. So, so then you have individuals on these various stages of the path. You know, the shravakas and the hearers, the solitary realizers and the hearers on the Arya path, who have attained the path of seeing. You know, who have attained the path of meditation. Such as these individuals, these arhants on the path, who embody these realizations of the cessation, true cessation, true path of cessation, then we can see are the, you know, the Sangha object of refuge. So, although in Buddhism, you know, although we label these three main objects of refuge, the triple gem or three objects of refuge, then we can say that all of these three objects of refuge then arises from the founder Buddha himself.
我觉得，嗯，年头当让家的，让让家个这个大把的样子，我这边的我同步就这儿的，上几个去上，第二天晚上是第二天，我觉得第三晚上我上几个去把这个的，上几个工作个人把忙不有啊，年头，我觉得第二个家里，我觉得把人家把这边让，年年头上几个人那个到我，就上几上就三百零场先生的，我觉得，嗯，年头当让家的，让让家个这个大把的样子，我这边的我同步就这儿的，上几个去上，第二天晚上是第二天，我觉得第三晚上我上几个工作个这个的，上几个工作个人把忙不有啊，那呢？ 就工作个人把忙不有本能呢，就工作养养个十万多户的，他今年呢当七十几年了，对不对？第二呢，讲他自己的，我觉得这个让人见过先把当年纪十万见过，上就去成了，对不对？但第二个上就去生十几的，就搞这个计划的时呢，我觉得时间长些了，没七八大的，先把当年纪过的用完用的。
So, although we say that, you know, the Buddha arises from the Dharma, but the Dharma, you know, or, you know, how Buddhas come about is through the sublime rare of in the rare and sublime Dharma object refuge is the source of also all the Buddhas, as we take a quotation from you know, the great Indian master Chandrakirti, then who states saying that the Buddhas arise from bodhisattvas, bodhisattvas arise from the, you know, the Dharma, and within the context of the Dharma, then there are many stages of the practices of the Dharma, but the root of the practice of the Dharma is within the method and the wisdom. The method particularly referring to the love and compassion, which is the root for generating bodhicitta. And bodhicitta arises from the cause of the recognition of all mother sentient beings, recognition of all sentient beings as one's mother. And so, so in accordance with this quotation from Chandrakirti, then we say that, you know, first and foremost, the praise is offered to the mind of compassion. For it is through compassion that, you know, through the roots of compassion that you have bodhicitta, and out of which you have the bodhisattvas and Buddhas arising.
我觉得你去让高点你刚刚我早上的我的电话你用完原地他电话给你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你去让你去你
So we have these three main vehicles of the three main, the hero's vehicle, the solitary realizer's vehicle, and the minor vehicle within which you have, you know, the three main objects of refuge, and the ultimate or the final object of refuge, the actual object of refuge, is the Dharma, the attainment of the true path and true cessation. And then additional to these three main vehicles, then you have the vehicle of the Mantrayana, which comprises of the four main levels of Tantra. And on the path of the Tantra, again, when you attain the path of seeing, then the individual becomes an Arya being, whereby which the individual qualifies as a Sangha object of refuge, having generated the true path and true cessation. So all of this, again, all of these attainments on the path of the Mantrayana is achieved on the basis of the sutra's three principal aspects of the path. Having developed the three principal aspects of the path with this as the foundation, then the individual practitioner transforms the ordinary body, speech and mind into the exalted holy body of the deity, and through the lower tantras then engages in the two yogas with sign and yogas without sign, and in the context of the highest yoga tantra then engages in the practices of the two stages, the stages of generation and the stages of completion, and by enhancing themselves along these paths, progressing along these paths, then the individual attains the level of being a Sangha object of refuge as well as the Buddha object of refuge. So then continuing with the text then, with regards to the explanation of the paths, of the tantric paths, with regards to the action tantra, performance tantra, yoga tantra, and the highest yoga tantra are all explained on the basis of the rites of initiation, maintaining the purity of one's pledges and one's vows. And the third topic is to do with how to meditate on the path. And then the fourth topic deals with how to actualize the fruits of the path, the results of the path. So in the context of the highest yoga tantra, because the Kali chakra system, the basis, path, and result, in accordance with the Kali chakra system, is slightly different. So you have this last section explaining specifically the rites of initiation, maintaining the purity of one's pledges and vows, how to meditate on the path. And today's topic is how to actualize the result, how to actualize the fruit of the path, the result of the path.
Ojida
So, with regards to meditating on the path in the Kali chakra system, the main is the engaging in the six branch yogas, and by employing this method, then actualizing the result. As for actualizing the result, then how with regards to actualizing the result, then for those of the very best of the minds, best of the capacity or best of the minds, then they will how they actualize the result. For those of the medium intelligence or medium capacity, how they actualize the result. And then you have the for those of lowest intelligence or capacity, how they actualize the result. So again, in the culture system, on the basis of the five paths, for individuals who are able to enter into the first of the five paths, which is the path of accumulation, then the very best of the minds are able to enter into the path, as well as upon entering into the first path, which is path of accumulation, then able to attain enlightenment within that very lifetime, with that one body. So those are this is applied for those of the highest intelligence and capacity. For and also it has to be in the context of the highest yoga tantra practice. For those in the three lower tantras, then usually after having trained in the lower tantras, then they must eventually enter into the highest yoga tantra system in order to enable that kind of enlightenment. And for those who enter into the lower tantras first, then often to achieve enlightenment within one lifetime, then for that first they must attain the siddhi of the what is known as siddhi of the eternal life. And so by attaining that particular, by generating that particular attainment, the siddhi of the eternal life, then they can, then again they enter into the highest yoga tantra system and then attain enlightenment that way.
Chedinyala jiu san jiangyi di da karsan su tangni shuwa nangyari
So with the, you know, for those of the highest intelligence, highest capacity, then in the Kala Chakra system, by generating what is known as the empty form body, a fully qualified empty form body, then by generating this, then they are able to attain enlightenment in that very lifetime. Once a practitioner generates a fully qualified empty form body in the Kala Chakra system, then those individuals will attain enlightenment in that very lifetime. For this kind of scope of being able to attain enlightenment within one lifetime is for those of the very best of the capacity, you know, best of the intelligence. Even in the Goa Samaja, Heruka, or Yamantaka system, if one generates a fully qualified, illusory body, it generates the realization of the illusory body, again, they will attain enlightenment within that very lifetime. So that, again, this applies only to those of the highest intelligence or capacity. Because the in the context of the general has Yogadantara systems of Goa Samaja, Heruka, and Yamantaka, you have illusory body, and then equivalent to the illusory body in the Kala Chakra system is the empty form body, so they are equal in that level. That when you attain either of these two realizations, whether in the Kala Chakra system or the general Hasyogatantra system, then one will attain enlightenment in that lifetime. So then, with regards to those of medium mental capacity or intelligence, then it is said that in the general Hasyogatantra system of Goa Samaja, Heruka, Yamantaka, then even though they do not attain enlightenment within one lifetime, then attaining enlightenment in the pardo, in the intermediate life. So if you take the prayer of praise composed by Kedrumche to a prayer of praise offered to Lama Tsongkhapa, then there's within that particular prayer of praise, Kedrumche offers this praise about with regards to Lama Tsongkhapa in the pardo, then attaining the complete body of Sambhavakaya or the enjoyment body in the pardo or in the intermediate stage, attaining enlightenment in the intermediate stage. So with regards to the Kala Chakra system, then assert attaining enlightenment in the in the intermediate stage at all, in the Pardu at all. If one does not attain enlightenment within the human lifetime, there is no occasion for enlightenment in the intermediate stage in the Kala Chakra system, just as how it is asserted in the other general higher Sivadhantra system. So in the Kala Chakra system, you have to take another human rebirth. And it is only in the context of a human rebirth that one can attain enlightenment, because of the requirement of being having a basis of a body, which is being born of the womb and having the six basic constituents and the meditational path in the culture system then requires this kind of piling up of the white drops from below to the top of the crown, and red drops from the top of the crown to the tip of the vajra, and in this way seizing all of the karmic winds and consuming all the material constituents within the body, and so, and the enhancing of the bliss, and so, in this way, accomplishing or, gradually enhancing oneself along the 12 grounds. So, because of this particular path, then, in the Kala Chakra system, there is no attainment. Then there's no system of attainment of enlightenment in the Pardo or in the intermediate stage. So it has to be through, consecutive lifetimes, whatever lifetime that through rebirth into a human form that it is only in that scope that one can attain enlightenment. So in the general highest Yogatantra system, with regards to the two stages of generation and completion, then you have taking the three bodies into the path, taking the death into the Dhammakaya, the intermediate stage of the Pardo into the Sambhavakaya, and the birth into the Nirmanakaya. So in the Kala Chakra system, you have taken the death into the Dhammakaya, but you don't have any specific or separate taking the Pardo or the intermediate stage into the Sambhavakaya. So in the Kala Chakra system, then the gross birth into the Nirmanakaya. Within that, it includes, they say in the culture system, it includes or is same as the two, being born in the Pardo or being born into the more gross body, they are both the same. So that is how it is stated. So just to read from the text, except for the best, actualizing the effect in the very lifetime of entering into the path of accumulation of Kala Chakra, and the small complete enlightenment through a continuum of births, a middling presentation, becoming fully enlightened in the intermediate state is not made. This is because the context of both the stages of generation and completion in the Kala Chakra system, a path that purifies the intermediate state, separate from purifying death and birth, is not cultivated. So that's how it is in the text.
我记得今天也没研究的，现在今天个过年的，就当就那米鸡，那米鸡，那米鸡，今天当早上过，那俺们鸡公婆，他上上进的时候对了，他就上进这半段那样，就是些做馒头吧，你讲话今天也没研究，些做馒头吧，你有的也是，但俺们鸡就绿萝卜，绿萝卜，俺们鸡黄布，把它炸完的，就搁里些过。 绿萝卜跌倒，绿茶木就一点烟都做烟了，就绿这么的，绿茶木就绿倒，绿萝卜那么近旁边你，这都买几本，这都买几本，我呢就绿萝卜跌了，你没给完这，跌了女的就上进这边个，上进这些烟都这边个，他没呢，绿萝卜跌倒嘛，这都去呢，那么近旁边的三百了些呢，我就在顶那个那个女娃人都，但这个那么近旁边三百了买些吧，对，那呢上进这边呢，那么近绿色当，现在就绿当绿天老板你。 那几个那个老师想嘛，给我点点几个当，但那么近旁边的，最近可能领导了，他们给几，教室的几万那些，他们给几三百的些呢，立即原本看不见没本，现在的上进这边呢，领导个老师们这边，你有啊，人都点这边的，等过我老师了，也拿些上上。
So then the volunteers, there are two different systems for explaining how Buddhahood is to be achieved by the paths of the highest Yogacantra system. The achievement of Buddhahood from within the fruitional aggregates, meaning the gross aggregate, without having consumed those in the system of the general highest Yogacantra. The achievement of Buddhahood upon consuming the fruitional aggregates through skillful means in the system of Kala Chakra. In the highest Yogacantra system, by meditating on the paths of the stage of a generation, stage of completion, then you attain the Buddhahood. You achieve the Buddhahood. With regards to the two methods, then it is said that you have the gross body, and then you have the subtle body, which is the subtle body referring to the illusory body. So one can undertake activities benefiting sentient beings. One can undertake Buddha activities while the gross body and the subtle body, which is the illusory body, is still connected, or one can undertake Buddha activities, without the illusory body depending or connected to a gross body like the fruitional aggregate, one can undertake activities either way, while the illusory body is connected to the gross body, here referring to the fruitional aggregates, and then without the connection to a gross body. And in the where it talks about the achievement of Buddhahood upon consuming the fruitional aggregates through skillful means in the system of Kala Chakra is talking about the special method and wisdom in the Kala Chakra system, enabling the practitioner to sort of consume all the material constituents and the karmic winds, and consuming all of that, and then by generating the immutable bliss, then attaining enlightenment by this particular skillful means in the cultural system.
This special skillful means in the Kalachakra system is that, you know, through the method and wisdom of the Kalachakra system, then the fruitional aggregates, meaning this gross body, this gross body is consumed, through the method and wisdom employed in this is consumed by the, you know, this piling up by the special method of the piling up of the red and the white elements and consuming the material factors and the karmic winds and generating the immutable bliss in conjunction with the empty form body, you know, then through this attaining enlightenment. So this is further specified here in the text below, which says, with respect to how this is done, from stacking above and below, as before, in the path of the central channel, the 21,600 drops of the white and red constituents, the 21,600 periods of immutable bliss are sequentially generated, and those serially consume 21,600 karmic winds as well as 21,600 material constituents. So it says that, you know, this particular skillful means is like the process of the alchemy, or the, you know, that slowly transforms this, transforms this body into the exalted divine body, exalted holy body of the, you know, just like the, you know, the alchemy which transforms the base material into slowly in these stages into gold, into a completely refined gold. So through this method and wisdom, then it brings forth that transformation into the exalted Vajra body. So in this process then, one is employing the very subtle wind and mind, you know, the very subtle wind transformed in that nature of the transcendental wisdom, realizing the transcendental wisdom, experiencing the bliss, the subject mind, which is the mind, which, the very subtle mind. And the very subtle wind, and the very subtle mind experiencing the great bliss, which is the bliss as well as the transcendental wisdom, realizing emptiness. So that a very subtle wind and the mind has the appearance of the holy body of the deity, you know, the empty form body of the deity, father and mother, and. This appearance is the method, which is the cause for the form body of the Buddha, and then within that experience of that appearance, then appearance at the same time, then experience the subject mind experiencing the great bliss. You know, great bliss, meaning that what it while it has that appearance, it also ascertains the emptiness. You know, the while experiencing the appearance, the ascertainment of the emptiness of that appearance. Ascertainment of that emptiness of that appearance is what becomes the cause for the Dharma body, or the wisdom Dharma body, the wisdom truth body. So in the context of the highest Yogacanta system, you have one mind experiencing appearance and emptiness. The appearance of the deity and the ascertainment of the emptiness. So, you say in the other systems, there is a differentiation made, saying that within the mind of an individual, there is the comprehension of both the two truths, but there isn't the realization of both of those two truths within one mind. To be able to embody this practice of within one mind, then having both the conventional and the ultimate reality of the two truths, then that is. That is only in the context of the highest Yogacantra, context of the highest Yogacantra. The purity of the holy body is what is referred to as the empty form body, and the purity of the holy mind, the purity of the exalted mind, is what is referred to as the clear light of meaning. So this is known as the a unified state of the holy holy body, exalted body, and the exalted mind. And in attaining this, then one attains the four Vajra bodies, or the the four exalted bodies. So here again, thereupon one manifests the status of a Vajradhara, a union possessing the seven features. The seven features of God and Goddess facing each other, having the aspect of the father and mother Vajra bodies of empty form, face to face and mind. That has become the entity of supreme, immutable, great bliss, which directly and simultaneously realizes all phenomena. At that point, there arises 10 billion emanation bodies that subdue or tame limitless worldly realms of beings in whatever way is appropriate.
So this is the grounds and paths of the Mantrayana as presented by this author, the Mongolian Lama Paldin Choje. And so the last part of the text is to talking specifically on the basis of the Kali Chakra system, having completed the general highest yoga tantra system earlier, then has completed it with the grounds and paths with regards to the Kali Chakra system. So then the next are like the prayers of the dedication and praise, the first piling up the many particles of the perfection vehicle, this Mount Meru of the system of the subduer, adorned with the sun and moon of the union of the two truths, high with the stages of the four tantra sets. This is amazing. So within this prayer of praise, the author says that all of these means of achieving the path in the context of the four levels of the tantra is completely founded or based on the perfection vehicle, on the basis of the perfection vehicle, you have the means to achieving the results of Buddhahood
in the four levels of Tantra. And the result here refers to the unified state of the true truth, or the unified state of the exalted holy body and the exalted holy mind. So in the general Hastyoga Tantra system, then that refers to the illusory body and the clear light. And in the cultural system, it refers to the purified holy body, which is the empty form body, and the purified holy mind, which is the clear light of meaning. So the unified state of these two is the resultant state. So the first verse of praise is just talking about the qualities of the unified practice of both the sutra and tantra, the amazing wonderful results attained through the practice of the unified through this unified practice of both the sutra and tantra. So then the next stanza talks about where the author has based his writing of these grounds and paths, saying that it is rooted in the explanations of the Lama Tsongkhapa's, it is rooted in the explanations of Lama Tsongkhapa's, commentaries of the Sutra and Tantra, which basically comprises of the 18 volumes. And taking the essence of this, then this is where he has based the writing on the grounds and paths. So it says, from stirring the great ocean of the good explanation of Losang Thakpa, may this newly developed moon of pleasant talk, previously non-existent, be established as the tip of the sword of analysis by the blue-necked ones of unbiased intelligence. And the third stanza is a stanza asking forbearance of all if there are mistakes, or if it has not been exactly in accordance with the thoughts or the explanations of the Buddha or writings of Lama Tsongkhapa, also it's a verse to counteract pride like that. So So it says that, however, the depth of the ocean of Tantra sets is limitless. I am of dull mind and devoid of training. Therefore, whatever mistakes that I have made in explaining this, I disclose from the heart before the gods and lamas. So the last two verses are verses of dedication. The first of the two verses of dedication is a general dedication, and then the last verse is is regarded as a particular dedication of the author, dedicating his roots of virtue of his body, speech, and mind, to benefit the Dharma and so forth. So the general dedication is by the very white virtue of my effort here, may the darkness of mind of all migrators be completely destroyed, and having removed all the pain of cyclic existence and solitary peace or nirvana peace, may the groves of the kunda flowers of the three bodies be enhanced. And the last verse is regarded as a particular dedication for the author himself and all migrators to be able to engage in these grounds and paths by attaining successive, perfect human rebirths. In all of those successive perfect human rebirths, to be able to engage in these grounds and paths, to be cared for by virtuous friends or spiritual, to be cared for by virtuous friends and engage in the unified practice of both the sutra and tantra, just like the two wings of the bird, then that empowers it to fly. And if you have one wing that is damaged or broken, then one cannot go very far with just one wing. So in the same way, then dedicating to be able to engage in the unified practice of sutra and tantra, and for it to become the cause to attain Vajradhara's enlightenment. In all my series of future lifetimes,
may I attain a good basis and be cared for by excellent tantric masters. Through moving the pair of wings of the good path of sutra and tantra, may I go to the jewel island of union. So then there are these, kind of colophon writing within which it says that the author, Ngawampal Denden, who was Mongolian by birth and, came from the present day Ulaanbaatar, although it is mentioned as Kalka, but it is present day Ulaanbaatar when in the past, there used to be hundreds and thousands of monastics, and in the monasteries there, they had all the scriptural systems of study. Like in the great monastic university of Daebong, you have the course syllables, because you have two main colleges and they follow two different course syllables. Yeah, so you have Losling and Gomang, they have like that, and Ganden also had Shaozi and Changzi, and Sarah also has Che and Mei. So both follow the course syllables slightly different in all of these. In the sub colleges of these main monasteries, some of the great monasteries that were established at that time in Ulaanbaatar, had all of these course syllabus studies that were present in these monasteries. So Rumcha says, then if you have, we'll stop here. And so if you have questions, we will do questions now.
The least of the disciples of Kalachakra have to depend on the Karma Mudra, action mudra, whittling on the Rusam Mudra, and the highest and the empty form Mahamudra. First question, is that the same as in the highest Yoga Tantra? It's not mentioned empty form Mahamudra for the highest disciple. That's the first question. Second question.
Tanda the Tugogi Lugla ta chagya ombo tama di legi chagya la tugra da ombo ding di ishigi chagya da and ombo rab di ta khaso tonsu chagya chumbi chagya chachin this tanda this sumbanashin di chita lame look sande jisun lu le daga da da sa tin de sa
ri no ni ni zum la ber ji din la li bi war wa di zon ji zum zu li la yang ang bo ram rin tha ma sim ji ang bo ra ang bo no ji ang bo tha ma di yang li ja la tian ni lam du ya ang bo ne ge si ji chao ja la tian ni du ya
From she says it is the same, just as how in the Kala Chakra you have those of lowest intelligence or capacity relying on
on an action seal or medium on a wisdom seal and the highest, those of the highest capacity, then relying on the you know, the great seal of the empty form body. Then in the highest yoga tantra systems of Guha Samaj, Herika, Yamantaka, then it is the same, you know. For those of the lowest intelligence capacity, then relying on action seal, and then the medium ones on a wisdom seal, and then the highest capacity relying on the great seal, the transcendent wisdom great seal. So in the Guha Samaja, actually, potential practitioners are categorized into five groups in the Guha Samaja system. The very best are regarded as the jewel, you know, the jewel-like trainees. And the jewel-like trainees are the trainees with the propensity to attain enlightenment in that very lifetime. And then you have, you know, sandalwood-like trainees and lotus-like trainees. So like that, they, in the Guha Samaja, the propensity is kind of, you know, the, like designated over five different levels.
What exactly does this mean about the three kind of practitioners? Because I was under the impression that in order to achieve enlightenment in one lifetime, one would have to rely on a karma mudra. So what would it mean that someone of highest would only rely on, or say the middling, the wisdom consort, and that would mean to achieve the results, just to enter the path? So
that song ya chedo legi chagala tegure sech kochons dile sunza ta ta ombur ding da ombo ta rab denso injim jilege chagat de mogoy yeshige chagat da donsu chagi chimi chagi chimi chagya deni ani sang ya yorwes
ori de yor waji da mon jwaji ju ombo ombo rabra ma jengi ombo ndrena ma tangi tinda ji ji mo chwa di ombo taman ro yin du ti ong de chini li ja la ten go se wa di tinda
Rumchi says, you know, most people are of the lowest intelligence or capacity, and fewer are those in the category of the middling and the highest capacity. And so for this reason, you hear more about having to depend on a karma, you know, the action seal. You hear that more because most fall in that category. But you know, for those of the middling and the highest capacity, then to attain enlightenment, they can rely just on the wisdom seal and the great seal of the empty form body.
So long as the cup is not manifesting, relying on a wisdom seal or Mahamudra, was only to show humility that he wasn't purporting to be middling or highest faculty, that he attained enlightenment in the Bardo?
Kazure chage chimbule mate namche kasure ishi chage la mate namche padula sange be zavad zeyadik chi duje chedu dinamre kazure sa
pe gwa niga ge chedu chi zo der der la gwa dinda ge chi chi no yini bardu nongki
Rumbuchi says, to manifest enlightenment in the Pardo is Lama Tsongkhapa's, special for the benefit of sentient beings. That, and to attain enlightenment in the Pardo, in the Sambhavakaya, you have to rely on the wisdom seal and the great seal in to attain enlightenment in the Pardo. You have to. So.
Okay, so
for the benefit of sentient beings, by that. Even if you attain enlightenment in the Bardo, it doesn't mean you can do it without relying on the, you know, the wisdom of the thing.
Is there any difference between a man and a woman in the necessity of relying on a consort?
Texts often explain in the context of a male practitioner, but you know, if you are a female practitioner, Rumchi says, you just have to apply it vice versa, like that. because you have yogis and yoginis, you know, the basis of the practitioner who is yogi and yoginis, so accordingly you have dakas and dakinis, like that.
I wasn't here for last two teachings, so if Rinpoche is covered, so don't ask. I can listen to things. From the page 63, always talk about the white substance drop, and then up to the last paragraph, we'll talk about the red substance. I just wonder where the red substance, when you do this six branch of yoga,
where that drops.
Red, white drops going up, when the red drop coming down, stuck it up, but it did not mention
where
any other page. In the text, it did not mention, only the last paragraph mentioned. I just wondered, when we do the six branch of yoga, where the meditation, where the red drops goes up. Red drop goes down. I'm sorry.
Where of the six branch yoga would you practice that? Tanda Rumachi Kurangi toward the Tanda kamkabu yatsiya da kamabu ma tsiya gi di mikwa chiyarwa joa yalan tu nani joa khati khadu la di mikwa di kyangu resa
ori da di karse go ki rambai jinda mara chunga yana tangbo surdi iwa samten oda jiwa mara samba soksur jiwa nzamba ngawa jiten tuba tingin zanga kamni chongu
tingin zanga kamni
tingin zanga kamni
ti from je mi pa jaya sodu kan ja gore
ya sodu kam ni se var va sodu kam ni jone ni de pi sa
ya kyon
sodu kam ni dan da ti ti san sam ro de pi wa ma re wa
to wa mo su ju nyam len ju sa ti tingen zin kap la
o tingen zin ka sa
rum chi says sixth branch which is meditative stabilization. Yusuf, you know, first you have a individual withdrawal, then you have concentration, you have stopping vitality, then you have retention, then you have subsequent mindfulness, and the sixth, which is meditative stabilization, is where you are really equipped to engage in this practice. But Rinpoche says, of course, you can engage in this practice prior, like even at the stage of individual withdrawal, but when one is really able to do it, it's only at the sixth, which is meditative stabilization. This is we are talking about, like, you know, when you have completely accomplished yourself in the, you know, the previous stages, like, you know, fully accomplished individual withdrawal, fully accomplished concentration, fully accomplished, you know, to its full measure, stopping vitality and retention, and accomplished to its full measure, subsequent mindfulness, then at meditative stabilization, you are, you know, that's when you are actually able to engage. Rinpoche says, you know, of course, you know, in accordance with the practice, you know, usually the best way is when you have completely generated when you have accomplished yourself in the stages of generation, then you engage in the prayer, in the stages of completion. But because because for most of us, it is difficult to generate the realizations of the generation stage yoga. And if you wait for that, you never get to any of the practice of the completion stage. So because of that, then many of the great masters, Indian masters, and Lama Tsongkhapa and Bodhin Rinpoche, then they say, you know, just to create an imprint, even if you have yet to accomplish yourself in the stages of generation, just to create some positive imprints of the stages of completion, you can do those meditations. So, like that. So, in the same with the six branch yogas, even though the capacity to actually engage in this stacking up up or down of these drops, the capacity to actually to engage in it actually is only generated at the sixth yoga, which is a meditative stabilization. But rather than wait for that, one can still, to create the positive imprint for such practices, one can still, you know, practice those meditations at the first branch, you know, like when one's doing individual withdrawal. Like. It's like, you know, sometimes you have us individual, sometimes in our secular schools, you have students who are extremely bright, and so they study many courses at the same time, and at one time they get many degrees for at the same time, like that, you know, don't have to go through this kind of any kind of serialized form of study, because they have such incredible mental capacity, you know, they can, you know, get many degrees at the same time, like that. It's just like that.
These red and white drops, always thousands and thousands, are they existing right now within the sacred channel of us, or are they like within 72,000 lines throughout the body, and we're taking them through all the different channels and all the lines and bringing them?
But kamkamata tele kasure. Ni te chek ton tu jase at yorwa. Rumshi tanda digit kanga tande nganzu lubi nalo yorwes. Di ca ume nalo yore yang
자 눈치니 돈쳐라 디나로 캡데비오레 캡니 루루스 샤브레 컨데레스
디다지 제단 누그나라 자잔데 마보 요아인데 나나 강가 캡디요아르와 무베진 어디나 무부고니 서르르므로 드네 무부 네그 도그 자르미나 라나 무바존이 지원에 무니 소라 남식나 디나나 디니와 토야 디나지 요크요세
Rumchis says, we have all of these drops spread out in our body, in the main channels and the sub-branch channels. It's also, so in the beginning, you know, we visualize that all of them are all concentrated, aligned in the central channel. We visualize it. And then later on, as the visualizations or the power of meditation becomes more enhanced or developed, then one can draw it in like that, actually.
There's something which puzzles me. So far I've always heard of the teaching that Lama Tsongkhapa waited the time of death to reach enlightenment because he didn't want to take an actual consort, so not sure an example for people which weren't ready. But now we see that it's possible to reach enlightenment before that by relying on two other consorts.
Mm-hmm.
So why didn't Lama Tsongkhapa not do that? Why didn't he rely on that?
Chidan kose jirumuchi ta legi chakyala mate namche padulongul sange namres padulongul sange ta ishigi chakyata tatpena chakya chumul tene sange yachiyuna jirumuchi lamdin eshig chageda chage chumul denan sichilujil khachen sam magenam res
ti juli ji la sewa
no in this che kran kran sna khachen yinji minji da da khasure ta chita chirum che topanye dena ne duje duje la ta ti leg chage shebe nambat matan che to enta padula sangye namre sechior va ta tanda kasure ishi ge chage da chage chumul den sangye yuna jirum chi dilam di khachin phashu ma ta namre so
ori da di ji derji derje no me ba da zu ji de den da ge li ji sa ja den na ma ri chi lam lo a den da ge nyin ka di ma lo ge chi ji da gwa ji de da gwa ji chewen da den chewa zena ji ga de go
Rinchen says, because Lama Tsongkhapa was a monk and then did not want to manifest relying on an action seal, because again, that generates a lot of negative mind as well. So by going through the stage of death and the part like that, through the process of death, then the karmic winds naturally are consumed, and all the gross consciousness are also consumed. So the subtle, the very subtle wind and mind, is naturally activated through this process and through, the wisdom seal is generated on those bases. So, Lama Tsongkhapa used that method. But
Why did he do that?
이식이 차기다 동수 차기 침불 다 차기 침불 된 이식이 차기 침
이식의 적재 이식의 적재 동수 적재 침모든 제제 땜바라 몬드 리노 라바 건가 드고이 와이와 리노 라바 건가 대아딘 쳐 값이 롱장도 양딩 띠랑 칸도 띠진는 프라이비 와
룸지 프란스는 레노 라바 두야데타 디고타 조린디
So,
Rumchi said, you know, instead of utilizing the path of, you know, consuming the karmic winds through the meditation of the completion stage yoga, Lamsangpa chose to use the alternative process through the death when it naturally, you know, when naturally the karmic winds and the gross mind subside. Then, you know, utilizing those conditions as the basis for generating the wisdom seal.
Gumto Jilunan Rabba Deya Chigdang, Ojida Si Chin Lijadan, Journey Jilunan Rabba Deya Nigati, Nichago Tapchenbuji, Jongayanati, Tani, Kenjimidi Lijamana Timati in Divari. Dati, Tapchenbuji, Jongayago Tapdela.
Says, by relying on the action seal, there's a, you know, you have that path whereby which you consume all the karmic winds and the gross consciousness and activate this very subtle wind and mind that you have won. And then you have, you know, through the natural process of the death, then you have, you know, the dissolving of the karmic winds and the gross minds, and then utilizing those bases to generate the wisdom seals.
What Rinpoche was saying, that it's possible to exhaust those through the Yeshe Chakya and the Chakya Chambo.
Lelunda sim rapatins duyagi ti dia de ti ishigi chage chumbu da ishigi chage chumbu da na
ishigi chage da chage chumbu
chage chumbu dinde la tene duya yena ni hinchi minchi khasure leg chagya da yang padu khasure kasure chuogi di ngane chigol lelung sai zhe zhe ba di mi se gu men ga su ba
di tab chen bu yue yin de zhe ba ba
tab di kasure yi shi ge chagi da chag chen bu de ni de du tu ge yin na
ori di du tu ge yin na ga de zhe
tab di du ya yin na tab yi shi ge chagi da chag chen bu lam di lam tone sang ge ya yin na yin ji min ji Kasure, pa, Kasure, Chuogi Toneta, Rumche, the Lelun Saya, that Miss Guyam was.
Ori, Daddy, Yanji, the Guyam, Majin, the Tilanga, the Easy of the Chimus, or Daddy, Yon, Chicago, Kalura Padi Mari, Kalura Padi Mari, Zavana, Ted on Jurajia, with Chedo, Kalura Padi Zavia, Dela, what you die, Easy. Sunday,
Mm.
I'm just saying, like, you know, for the sake of our, you know, future disciples, then in order to leave behind the ordinary ordinary gross body, then Lam Tsongkhapa used that particular method.
So then you have
the preserved holy body. Then of course then you have in other traditions, in accordance with the wishes of, for example, Mel Rep, or then the holy body was not preserved, you know, it was cremated, like that.
So it is possible to attain enlightenment, say, in Buddha Samadhi. Would that be in this life by relying on a Yeshe Chakra alone?
Some of the way look like Rinpoche, Tsichik Luchi la Yishiki Chakya la Teni Sangya Yorvaswa.
If one's not capable of actualizing in this life by use of the wisdom seal or the action seal, it's still possible when you die to actualize. The death process gives one an opportunity that you wouldn't have otherwise if you can take advantage of it to gain enlightenment.
Doyagi indigita nutop indike mena padugunes or the chuogunita lelund said in the chenichik ishigi chagya doyagi indi corrupt the vessel.
If
one is able to actually transform the death into the path of the Dharmakaya, then one will have the opportunity to be able to utilize the Pardo period to become enlightened. But if one is not able to purify the ordinary death into the Dharmakaya, then even if you might have an opportunity in the Pardo, then one is influenced by karma and delusions.
Is there any ease to transforming the ordinary death for a practitioner?
You have to practice over and over again the meditational process of the stages in which you dissolve the absorption of the elements and how you arise into the Dhammakaya. That particular meditation has to be practiced.
That really well. If you didn't have an understanding of emptiness, a realization completely of bodhicitta, would you still be able to accomplish something in the death process?
That even if you didn't have realization of emptiness, but only had bodhicitta. Guarantee for a good rebirth.
You fly your plane and you land it, but then if you have the potential to fly again, you fly. If you don't have the potential to fly, then you fall like that. It's like that.
Timber Namdi, Yartanga, Nishiyo Nayotiwan, Yartanga, Yichendo, Manzumaji, Tejisana, the Nimarsan in Vichanda.
It's like, you know, if the plane is. If the plane has the potential to fly, but if certain conditions are missing, then you know it can't.
If Ms. Hader is relying on a wisdom seal, is it advantageous or is it necessary to combine that practice with dream yoga?
If a meditator has the capacity to rely on a wisdom seal, to combine it with the dream yoga. Rumsha says, you know, like, if you have the propensity to rely on a wisdom seal, you practice it at the time of waking, you practice it at the time of dream, too. You know, so it's just, it all depends on your capacity to engage in those practices. If you have the capacity, then you can employ the dream yoga.
So this is a little bit different subject, but as Rinpoche was in retreat for many years, I think 7 years on the Lam Rim and Generation Completion stage after that. So could Rinpoche give some, talk a little bit about the structure of the retreat and some advice from knowing our minds, how busy and stressed they are in the West, to give some advice how to keep the subject of the Lam Rim as well as Generation Completion stage invigorated through the session.
Now, Rumichi, Lam Rim, Gishiden Nanje, and Kirim Zorungin, Gomsuren, Topakyan, Chishubres, Lodiringa. And the Tindesunsa Rumchil and Rumchengi, Kasanyam Yonda, the Tone Rumchi Konsoya, Chick Kalap Chignarunas, Indichik, Lamri Shiden Chene, Chick, Kirim Zorengi, Nejola, Tundugan Lette, and you may call the Rumchi Kandis Chakway Dan Kandis Karachiwimet.
Ori da di ji ni jidan ji jidan ge ngok kalam gomya la oda lamrim go taba ji chiwe chen ri chang sum go lamrim go taba di mari jidan yin bi wa ri di no ni nyen kun ro wo du na tam to na sum di jidan ji o ji da di jidan di kom bi kon chi chi ji da ji lo dhamma si lo chi ka jo nga ji lo ma bo la di jidan ji wa yin na ngo ji nyam ne di ti ten la ngo ji nyam ne ji wa yin na ngo ji nyam ne de on ni ji do ti che ren do ya o ji jidan di ya ji Tajin Yamlin, Luji Goni Marisang Tayanda, or Jimoka Goni Marzanganda Dayanda, or Juda Tindago, Tamambo, the son of Jijatin, and talk the one love Chijitigo you think.
Rumchi says, you know, the basis of the practice is always the Lamrim, the foundation is always the Lamrim, the path and practice of the three scopes, the essences, you know, the three principal aspects of path. So having established the foundation of that, you know, whether it is for 7 years or 15 years, then in on this foundation, then whatever, you know, practices of the tantra or mantra that one employs then becomes very, very powerful. So, you know, if the foundation of the Lamrim, you know, if that is weak, then even the practices of the, you know, the highest yoga tantras, you know, becomes weak. If the foundation is very strong in Lamrim, then whatever practices of the mantrayana one engages in, that becomes very powerful as well. So in the, to sustain these practices, what is very important is the accumulation of merit. So purification and accumulation of merit is very, very important, whether you accomplish it through prostrations or recitations of mantra, then accumulation of merit is a powerful basis of support in sustaining or maintaining these practices.
So,
you see, in the retreat, you have your main four sessions in the scope, that is your main practice. So, in between, you have to fill it up with the practices of accumulation of merit or purification. And so because of that, even when you look at other traditions, like in the Kagyu traditions, like for example, then there is many sort of requirements to do the preliminary practices. And then also, you know, just as one, you know, concentrates on the actual sessions, then during the break times, then to make the break times, whatever you do during the break times must be supportive of your practice, of your actual practice. You know, during the break times, you do everything in the way of accumulation, merit, or purification, so that when you go back to the actual session, that it becomes a supporting factor to the actual session. You know, so in this way, you know, the actual sessions that one undertakes then must inspire the break times. What you do in the break times must support the actual sessions. Like it's just like you have someone like who is running for an office, and this individual has many supporters, and from the side of the person running for the office must have all the qualifications or qualities to run that office, and this and then you have also supporters. You know, if the individual
If something is lacking on either one of the sides, then it is it makes the office ineffective. For example, if the individual running for the office does not have the qualities, and even if he has a very good group of supporters, because of the individual heading the office or running for the office lacks the qualities, so that again the office is not able to function, and vice versa too. Even if the individual has all the qualities, but the supporting base of the group is lacking in the qualities to function in that office, then again it makes that particular office ineffective. So it's the same during the actual session and during the periods of the break times, that both become complementary.
Some years ago, Rinpoche was public teachings, and with reference to some of us, or at least myself, that are uncertain of being able to accomplish higher tantra, at what point, if we practice POA teachings or Amitabha practice, would we, in relation to the dissolving of the elements and the different phases of death, at what point would one, if one had practiced,
when
would you try to, especially for rehearsal, you dissolve the elements first when you do the POA practice?
我们这个是破译你们两个人讲不得去呢。对。这绿的看的是对云都讲破译没把它讲讲差不得去呢。第一个就是七月七月搞不了，可对可对的可对可对的嗯，开始破译没把它讲过来说的。哦，你在第，今天晚上刚来嘛，这里的我讲的这我就操作操办的我，谁能来去记？ 我在店里立了60多年，但七月份把他说就用着我讲的几句话，人都等等样个，等等样个的噻。我今年在这个地搞是就，那在修钱不就讲么样话当？等着等着个时候，我们那大姑姑有话的嘛，他要把酒的，那在修钱不就讲话也呢，买个讲的做整个月嘛的哇。我在地刚刚跟他讲着，我从那这个搿是个，那在修钱不就没话，是不啥呀？ 我们工地的伊拉下半夜那地啷个的，今年等你中华人民通过告诉，等你吃什么长毛毛的就，等你告诉，我觉得我帮没事儿，咱们的地地干破坏的，七分吃什么长毛的毛的就把告诉几个回事。Rumchi
says, to have the opportunity to utilize your poor transference of consciousness meditation employed at time of death, then for that you have to make you must make strong prayers to be free of the obstacles at the time of death, because sometimes when we are in terrible pain at the time of death, then one is unable to employ one's meditation, or if one's mind is heavily drugged and mind becomes extremely dull, then again, even if you pray, that's again, it takes away that opportunity. So not only not only practicing well the poor meditation, transferring conscious meditation, but making prayers to be free of the obstacles at the time of death. Then one has to be also familiar with the process of death. The absorption of the various elements and the three visions, because the time when one does employ the transferring of consciousness poa is when the subtle mind of death manifests. That is when you have to, it is the subtle mind of death which you have to sort of shoot up into the heart of Amitabha, like that.
ဒီဒီကြီးကြီးလာကြည့်တာကာရတကိုညာမင်းယုံကြီးကခေါရံကတဝါလာမှာကိုပိုင်ဆောင်တယ်မိမရနောင်ဒီအုတ်ဒီအုတ်ထားတော့ဒီနောင်ဒီနဲ့ဆမ်ထမောကဒီနာကအမ်ဇာကကိုမကိုကွန်သမ်ဒီနာကြီးလာဒီညာဇာနမ်ကတဝီတောင်းနေတော့ဒီတို့ဂျမတဝီတောင်းနေနီလာခြေပရကန်ဒီယွာရီစင်အမ်ဇာကနောလာကိချက်တီစင်တဲ့လာဗီယွာရီဝကြည့်တာတင်ကြကတင်အောင်ချန်တော့ Oji Gumba Dakala Katila Yan Chutuni, Karazugu, Nyasense, Dandi Rambala Mara, Dam Majiba Terra Gis in a Sando Kuivarua. She Kardeos, she Martin Bachuma, you know, in the Mognaon Petajachin, we only inclusive.
And Rinpoche says there is the story of one Geshe, you know, when he was dying. Then, you know, he told his disciples that when the breath kind of starts to stop, you know, when he kind of shortly starts to stop breathing, then to question him, ask him the question. What is the equipoise, the space like, empty, you know, what is the emptiness which is like the space, the meditative equipoise of emptiness like the space? What is that? You know, to ask him at the time. And then the second question that they were supposed to ask him was what is the emptiness of the illusory state. What is the emptiness of the illusory state, you know, practiced in the break times, tell me the difference between these two. So he told his disciples to ask this question, to ask him what's the difference between the emptiness, which is like, the meditative equipoise on emptiness, which is like the space, and the post meditational period of the emptiness, which is like an illusion. Between these two, what is the difference? So, he asked his disciples when his breath was just stopped, to ask him those two questions. So Rumcha says, then you can also ask people to help you like that. It's like, of course, they can answer you verbally, but you know, people have noticed when they have taken care of death there is an expression of wanting to say these things to you. And so, you know, it triggers that kind of activity in the mind. So we'll stop here today. And so in the afternoon of the session, we will do the Ma Mudra.
Namaste. Sambo Jujur Radha Mohar